And welcome back. And we have Jim Gersey here from PPRDI, which is Peak Performance Research Development Institute in New York City. They have a mobile testing capacity now for QRMA, Bioplasm, and Metaplasia with Hunter. Jim, let's talk about what's the basis behind this, because I had a gentleman this weekend, and he was concerned because his, poor quality laptop was giving a different result than his computer. People need to understand you're comparing a database of frequencies that have been stored in a database collected by scientists over many years. Depending on your age, by the way, if you put a child at a certain age, a lot of the testing items in the QRMA are not going to be tested because there's no database to support it. But you have to have high quality. So if your test results look funky on your portable laptop, and you move up to a computer, and the computer tells you slightly different results, it's real simple. You have a better quality analysis. Then if you cross-check, let's say your thyroid is out of balance, and you go and check and do the test we recommend, and you find that your tests are normal and your computer is normal, it means that's a reliable item to use for the nonlinear calculations. You have to understand there's a degree of mathematics involved in comparison to a database. It's even more technically accurate. You need a high-quality computer if you're going to be doing Metaplasia Hunter, and you know that the processing capacity is very important. Metaplasia Hunter, though, has lots of ways of cross-checking the data from the Russian Academy of Sciences, and this is far less likely to have any kind of communication problems. I tell people, whenever you get a system to do a QRMA, it has to be of the highest quality processing so you produce an accurate analysis against versus the database. And if you have questions, again, one of the problems that I've seen with people that get a QRMA machine, they think that all of a sudden they're a diagnostician. Not. You need to send the data to me. I need to tell you what tests to do to cross-confirm what you thought was showing up on the QRMA test. And if the test shows abnormalities, it means that your testing method or technology or your computer is not up to the speed to produce a high-quality comparison to the database. That simple, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I just know for the going into the Metaplasia Hunter, I had to get up to a solid-state hard drive just to really handle the data that's really being processed. So definitely right. The technology, number one, to make sure you're on a
Exactly. Now, one of the things that I think people should understand, this is what's called predictive technology. In other words, it compares specific frequency spectra with what it has in its database to tell you this is likely what's going on in an organ. It's not a diagnosis. It's a predictive analysis. For example, if I see somebody that on a Metaplasia Hunter has blocked arteries or looks like there's, you know, number sixes on certain arteries, doesn't mean they're blocked now. It means that if you don't stop the process, those arteries are going to block or they're blocking. The next step to do is a high-speed CT scan and calcium score to see if those arteries are clogged. If the score is really high, we need an angiogram. So there's layers of tests here that are going to precipitate to go to conventional testing. If I see somebody who on their Metaplasia Hunter shows they have heavy metal poisoning because from mercury amalgams in their mouth, I do a QRMA test, and then I may do a packed red cell analysis of 22 minerals, including heavy metals, and at directlabs.com to actually cross-corroborate if that's what's going on. And when you get cross-corroboration, which happens all the time, for example, I won't mention the name of the individual, but I did a test using a little bit of more advanced technology, and it turned out this person had sinus infections, blocked arteries, bronchiectasis in the right and left lower lobe, a bunch of health problems, left knee arthritis. And what you need to do is you need to follow it up. You need to retest them to see if it's still there. You need to then do conventional investigations to find out if those could be validated. It requires a medical diagnosis. It's not, you know, like getting these machines doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're a diagnostician. Yeah, you need to go from that data to using critical medical analysis and retesting to find out if you're on the right track. And if I see someone that shows signs on their QRMA of a specific pathogen or they got a multicentric astroglioma in their temporal lobe and it keeps popping up, I'm going to get an MRI scan with contrast to make sure I know that that's what it is. And want to know if it's metastatic, if it's already moved. So, you know, this is not a minor thing. This technology was developed by the Russian Academy of Sciences to treat cosmonauts in space. They can be in spacesuits either at a distance from the orbiting aircraft or in deep space and send signals back to their home analysis back, say, in Moscow or the monitoring station so they could say, are astronauts healthy or are they falling apart? And they've done more to make sure long-term space flight is safe with artificial gravity, artificial Schumann resonance fields in the International Space Stations, and understand that the quantum physics of how the biology interacts with a zero Schumann resonance field, which is in deep space compared to around the Earth, up to 300 miles above the Earth, means that it's dangerous to not have the Schumann resonance pushing your electrons to the outer orbitals, creating a Lin effect and stimulating your DNA to regulate itself and produce the proteins and enzymes to regulate cellular life. So, you know, I'll be presenting this lecture in December to other doctors, but it not only uncaps what living things are in terms of human biology, but also animal biology, plant biology, and exobiology in terms of what living things are, even in distant planets, hundreds or thousands of light years away. So this is important. This technology is going to make medicine much more efficient. It's going to catch things early when they can be treated. It's going to avert disaster, including identifying genetic disorders. It's even going to allow us to know if we eventually have things like gene therapy, which gene therapy are we going to give to fix a particular thing and which organ does it need to go to. So if you have a dyslipidemia, maybe you only need the liver to have a specific gene that will actually stop the dyslipidemia from killing you. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
The whole thing is amazing. When you first go into it, I just know the clients that I've heard so far, they get a little nervous sitting down in the chair, and they get to see while you're going along how it's scanning through the lungs, through the pancreas, yeah, through all the different areas. Yeah. And it's basically the first thing, education is knowing that one, twos, and threes are nice to look at, and then you start to look at four, fives, and sixes, and that's areas of concern. Afterwards, you know, like while I'm recording it, and what we'll be doing in the near future, Doctor, we're going to be coordinating our team viewer time, so you're going to be seeing what I see, and you'll be able to diagnose right
on the spot. Yeah, there's several ways of doing this. The first is to do a live where we coordinate, where I'm actually on Team Bureau 11 and watching it, and then actually creating a video capture with a diagnosis as I'm watching the data, and then analysis afterward, doing frequency matching against versus this giant database that we have. The second is to actually look at it remotely afterward, where you've done a video recording or video capture, and I look at that video captured video of the analysis, and then log in through Team Bureau 11. And then cross-check the specific areas where there's abnormal icons over specific organs, and then try to come up with a specific anatomical or pathological diagnosis, and also recommend specific minerals, nutrients, et cetera, based on the database. So I can say, okay, for example, I may say you're going to need a surgeon right away. For example, I did one a few weeks ago in a lady, teacher, and turned out that she needed to see a ENT doctor regarding very bad sinus problems, which she's known for years, but she's kind of suppressed it and didn't tell anybody. She also had a very bad abscess tooth, which we identified several pathogens were quite nasty. And we also identified that she has a very serious bladder infection. What we want to make sure that clears, because the icons are so high, we have to make certain she doesn't have a nascent bladder cancer developing. So what we want to do there is we'll treat it, see if the infection's gone with, say, a urine dip test, et cetera, with her regular doctor. If it doesn't clear on a repeat metapathy Hunter function, she needs to get an endoscopy to look at her bladder. A cystoscopy, look at her bladder, and perhaps a biopsy if the cell changes are significant. So we're going to intervene early. We're then going to recommend gene testing to see the nature of the tumor, if there is a bladder cancer. And we're going to make sure she gets the proper anti-cancer nutraceuticals, but not paint-by-numbers chemotherapy or stupid radiotherapy, which will destroy her. And this will allow us to move forward with an accurate, measure twice, cut once kind of approach toward medicine, where we look at their genetics, epigenetics, surgery, alternative care, chiropractic, deep tissue massage, everything from, you know, what are their antioxidant enzymes working? Are they working properly? Our entire culture is going down the toilet. For example, right now the rate of congestive heart failure is increasing four times faster. Queen Latifah just recently announced that she's in congestive heart failure. Congestive heart failure, if you get a diagnosis, half of the patients are dead in 5 years. It has the same 5-year mortality rate as stage 4 metastatic multi-organ cancer. Did you know that? The same rate of death.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Now, it's increasing 400% faster than all other forms of heart disease. Now, the same way as cancer. Do you know that cancers of the child or children was very rare, that we call rest cell tumors? Now, cancer of children is not rare at all. If you look at the rate of autism spectrum disorder, all kinds of different disorders, Parkinson's disease, it's increasing rapidly. It's not a minor thing now. You know, I have a number of client patients, if you want to call it, that are on special protocols with me. They're seeing their doctor with a minimum amount of medications, because the medications, in many cases, if they don't protect against oxidative stress, they actually push the disorder faster to deteriorate the tectum in the midbrain and secondary motor neuron. So if they don't get my protective protocol, they're going to burn out that neuron faster, and they're going to get demented, motor disorders, and die quicker. Interesting, eh?
You know, Doctor, I'm seeing the same thing. I see more kids coming around with the type 1 diabetes going through, and it's, in the past, they'd be onesie-twosie as I went along. Currently, within the one grade level, they have, you know, 7 or 8 kids, and that's increasing from next year.
Yeah, it's not just type 1, which is anti-islet-style antibodies. I was involved 30 years ago with doing a test with the Children's Hospital and University of South Florida. We were testing anti-islet-cell antibodies in all the first-degree relatives of type 1 diabetics. And it turns out that every type 1 diabetic, most of the relatives have low-level titers of anti-islet-cell antibodies, but they're not, frankly, diabetic. All they need is a major trauma like a car accident, a serious virus infection, or a major emotional trauma, and all of a sudden their titer goes through the ceiling and they destroy their pancreas. So we need to understand what's the nature of autoimmune disease, which, by the way, in medical school, you know, one of my funny doctor friends who's wise, he said, you know, we pathologists, he was a pathologist, we understand everything, but it'll take 100 years before our understanding percolates down to medical practice. It is rather disgusting that the pathologists know, but all their patients are dead. The level of knowledge that's published in pathological journals and physiology journals is far ahead by decades of the current medical practice. And that, to me, is not good. It means that doctors don't read, they don't have a nature or understanding of advanced biological sciences, and they don't have to defend a PhD before they get medicine. So they become basically advanced technicians that are basically putting people through sheep dip to treat them. Now, I approach every person as an individual. Every person is a problem, but there's a pattern you can identify. For example, if you're trying to treat AIDS, which, by the way, Bill Clinton is dying of, and it's not necessary because we have antipathogenics that can completely kill his AIDS virus and regenerate his liver and his immune system. He means that even though he's an ex-president, he's getting inferior medical care and it's going to kill him. This is typical. I hear it, I see it all the time. I can tell you already with what they're doing for Hillary Clinton is completely inadequate. You know, whatever they're doing for this woman is ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, you know, as you start to look at therapies that people are using, it's protocol, but nothing has changed.
No. I'm always updating my protocols. I'm also validating with imaging studies, genetic studies, analysis of their organic acids, immunological markers, all kinds of ways of validating it. So, you know, I tell people, if you have a QRMA machine and you haven't sent me results lately and you think you're going to analyze it on your own, stop it, for God's sake. You need to understand that you need to consult me. If you already bought a machine from me, your immediate family is covered. If you do tests on any individual, you have to purchase one time unit, which is 1 hour consultation, in order for me to analyze it and look at their medical records and their history form, which is 11-page environmental natural functional medicine history form, and then I'll come up with an actual synthesized diagnosis. You cannot second-guess me. I don't care if you're already an MD or DO or some specialist. My area of expertise took 4 decades of self-teaching and working with the top doctors in the world, you know, to learn what I know, and you don't know it. I don't care if you're an MDD or whatever. I will teach you and make you a better doctor in 2 hours, but to learn 90% of what I know, you'd have to follow me for 6 years every day of the week. It's not going to happen. Now, I'm going to put a lot of videos out to try to improve the level of practice because, to be honest with you, you can bring people up to speed pretty quick. I could say to doctors, let's say you're a plastic surgeon, you need to stop the pain post-op with Lumen Photon, and you need to regenerate the tissues, the skin, with Collagen Max and our other nutraceuticals, and you arthritic doctors need to start dealing with the cytokine levels in the tissues like leptin, metabolic, and Inflamex, and regenerating the tenocytes by epigenetically altering them with tendon mender and joint performance. And you can put in Hyaline as a molecular weight polymer, which I've done in many patients, to buy time while the joints regenerate. But the problem is the current medical practice is ridiculous. It's not artful or scientific. And because you have neither art nor science, it's aimless. And, of course, what people do is they whip in the office. The doctor either says there's nothing wrong, see you in a year, and they miss serious problems they're cooking. Or, number two, they over-medicate them. So by the time they're in their mid-60s, they're on 6 to 10 drugs and dying. Dying of all the damn drugs they're getting. And not addressing the underlying cause of why they're deteriorating. It's really good.
Yeah.
Now, so when people come to your site, they're going to get, number one, excellent diagnostic analysis. They're going to have the QMA or the Metapathy Hunter test. Two ways of doing it. One is a live test. The other is a test where I look into the database afterwards. And I had to review their medical records and scan reports, surgical reports, MRI scans, CT scans, whatever. And I'm going to synthesize an analysis, say, you need to do A, B, C, D, E. And we're not just talking about here, take these vitamins. We're talking about you need a serious surgeon for this, an anti-cancer therapy doctor with gene-based testing for this. You need to do a specific type of things for your joints, like clean them out so that we start to regenerate the joint. We don't have fibrillated calcifying cartilage fragments tearing the joint apart and causing hibernation or bone on bone. So what I provide, and I'm going to say this, and I've talked to many, many doctors over the years, and many of them are my patients or clientele all over the world, is the service that I provide is unique. There's nobody on earth providing the service or training that I provide to other health providers. No one. I'm it. And I want to expand this. I want your place in New York City, and eventually I'd like to have some docs in New York if I get too busy, where I train them to do the we call it the medical oversight analysis of the data, so they can do log in and do a lot of the stuff. If so is a doctor in Cairo, Egypt, or Jakarta, Indonesia, that I can train them up to be the analysis side as well. Because eventually it's going to way exceed my capacity to keep up with it. You know, right now we're in the nascent stage, but at some point, it, you know, with the service and the ability to offer this at a reasonable and excellent cost, which will cut the cost for healthcare dramatically and also get people in early intervention, it's going to grow like crazy. And eventually, when it grows too big, I have to train other people to do and replicate and be, you know, the proxy Dr. Deagle somewhere else, like in France or wherever. And I'll do that.
I tell you, the way I've been setting things up, I've set things up not only for me, but for in the future, that everybody that I encounter, I train, can replicate what I do with a lot of ease, getting the trial and error out of the way we systematize, just transferring folders over to you, doctor, that's much easier than it would have been in the past.
Yeah, you want to have several things. You want to have a high enough processor computer so you can do screen capture and have a screen capture video card so that you can send me a video clip through a Google Drive or whatever. I need to be able to log on your system, so I need to know your computer TeamViewer 11 logon number, and then the session number, which is usually a four-digit number, so I can log on and look at the database. Or if we have a scheduled time, it's on my schedule and yours to do a live test, which, you know, I can't do all the live tests because it's going to be eventually an awful lot of people, and I only have so many hours in the day. But I can log on to the database and analyze them at my own leisure, and then come up with a diagnosis to say, hey, you've got bronchiectasis, you've got blocked arteries, you've got this going on, you've got nascent signs of cancer. And before they turn into a full-blown cancer, because these are predictive, you can start doing metatherapy, you can give nutraceuticals, you can use technology, you can actually start changing the physiologies of the full flower of the disease. If it has started, it goes away, which is really exciting. It means we're going to catch things before they turn into a full-blown disease.
Yeah, you know, and I can speak only, you know, from myself, where I started off with metapathy, and most people out there will start off with themselves, friends and family. There's certain things that showed up early on with the metapathy that are not even present now as far as my scans as we go through. And that's been a combination of both the metapathy and also the nutraceuticals.
Right, and the other thing is metatherapy. Let me explain, every living thing basically is a resonant harmonic circuit. In other words, there's a circuit based on the flow of electrons, based on the frequency that regulates specific genes and disease states. So if you have, for example, arthritis in your right knee and not in the left, there's going to be resonant circuits and frequencies present in that right knee supporting, say, rheumatoid arthritis. But if there's no frequencies and circuits in the left knee, there's no disease. So even though it's a blood-borne thing with immune cells activated and cytokines, they will not affect the other joint because there's no electrical circuits, no harmonic resonant circuits there to support the disease state. That's really exciting. It means now the genetic regulation is basically due to biophotons, and that's how it ties into the autonomic nervous system and the brain, which sends down signals to even make all your organs be your organs. Your liver is sent a signal from your brain to keep being a liver. Stay right there, Jim. We'll be right back. And if you have questions on QRMA, Metapathy Hunter, and how you can integrate it into a proper diagnostic predictive analysis to get your health back on track and to optimize it, we'll be back in just a moment. 800-313-9443.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
Yes, the end of ignorance in terms of what's going on with your health. Give an example, Jim. I've had young, healthy people that I've done analysis on either QMA or metapathy that think everything's just fine. You know, people lie to themselves in terms of whether or not they're healthy or not. No matter if they're teenagers, young, 20s, even if they're physically active, they think, well, I'm active. I can't be working on blocking up arteries. And they got a familial dyslipidemia, but yet they don't think that they can end up with a heart attack 2 or 5 years from now. Well, the problem is, you see, I've always been what's called a, almost like a pathologist in practice. And living pathology is functional medicine. Years ago, when I went to medical school 40 years ago, we didn't have functional medicine. We do now. We can measure your genetics, and we can do a Prometheus analysis. We can do a good organic analysis of organic acids and metabolites. We can do advanced immunology. We can now do these advanced imaging studies. For example, I was one of the first doctors certified at the Tempe Imaging Research Center in Tempe, Arizona. Before any other doctors were publicly looking at MRI scans, I was the first public doctor in Canada to read MRIs. The first. Now, there were research at the Simon Fraser University, but it was just a research lab. I was the very first. So when I walk into a medical legal case and I'd read an MRI scan, there was a neurosurgeon there, and he'd never seen one before, let me tell you, it was pretty damned embarrassing. Now, I've been using advanced immunology and toxicology labs for 4 decades. I did research in immunology and rheumatology with Dr. John Woodbury 40 years ago when I was in medical school, and I can tell you, I will train doctors on what I do. You're not going to be able to go to a medical school or even a functional medicine training course, even one of the academies, because I'm one of the senior doctors, but I can train you up to make you know the core of what I know and make you a better doctor to do functional medicine, which is all-inclusive. It includes surgery, allopathic medicine, that includes drugs, herbology, chiropractic, electromyography, diagnosis of pain using our Axon 2 scanner, which I helped co-develop with Dr. Jim Hedgecock, which is the first objective means of mapping out E-delta and C-fibers for pain in the world. It's the only technology objective for mapping pain on planet Earth, and I developed it with Dr. Hedgecock. What you have to understand out there is we're providing you a service that's going to cut your healthcare costs. It's going to give you a diagnosis to tell you where you're going. If you're an elite athlete and you think, well, I'm perfectly fine, and we don't know what your gene SNPs are for your gene polymorphisms for your muscle type, we don't know if you're getting interfascial scarring or if you're developing any form of peripheral neuropathy. Because remember, every type of exercise is a traumatic exercise causing micro-injury to ligaments and connective tissues and joints and bones. And if you don't have proper bone metabolism, for example, in women, you can actually have major traumatic fractures due to bones and osteoporosis because of excessive exercise if you're not replacing those nutrients. So a lot of women say, well, I'm a runner. I run 8 or 10 miles a day. I'm perfectly fine. And they go upstairs and break a leg, literally. So, you know, Jim, this is very empowering to have this kind of system available. And I want your clinic and others to not only market to alternative clinics, but to regular clinics. Orthopedic surgeons should know this. Internists should know. It's diabetologists should know. Is someone developing diabetic peripheral neuropathy, and can we show on an objective bioplasmatic level, have we reversed the problem with the correct nutraceuticals? And, of course, there is a minimal place for drugs. As I say, there's a small list of drugs that I think are relatively safe if you monitor them closely. For example, diuretics, but you got to watch out you don't deplete major and minor minerals in their body. And if you don't replace them, you're going to screw the patient over. And many drugs create what we call nutritional imbalance states that are pretty serious. And many will also interact with natural things. For example, you don't give, some nutraceuticals along with certain antipsychotic or antidepressant drugs, you're going to cause a crisis. So, yeah, this is very exciting, and it means that we're going to provide a tool for people that can get a test done. So if you want to get a QRMA, you need to first purchase one unit of consultation here at NutriMedical.com. If you're going to get a metapathy hunter, you purchase 2 units, which is 2 hours for analysis of your metapathy hunter, and we need to get a credit card on file if we have to do additional work to review your records. When you get an analysis, it's going to tell you exactly what you have to do. Do you need to see a surgeon? Do you need to see an oncologist? Do you need to see a cardiologist? Do you need to discontinue certain drugs you're taking which are toxic to you? Do you need to substitute nutraceuticals? Do you know why you're going to take those drugs? We're going to explain that to you. So stay right there. We'll be back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And welcome back. So, Jim, you know, it's interesting that while I'm retired and doing more research than I ever did before, we're able to be blessed by God to be able to have the technology. I remember talking to one of my colleagues, as I'm always talking to colleagues all over the world, and they recommended about, maybe 3.5, 4 years ago that I get a QRMA and start researching it. About 2.5 years ago, I got a Bioplasm, just this last 4 months ago, I got the Hunter, the Metapathy Hunter, which is the next step up. It, what it does, it has a seek and find and destroy function on it that actually find bioplasmatic abnormalities and biocircuits, give you up with a specific diagnosis, and it scans right down to individual cells, tissues, chromosomes, and even right down to individual genes. That's pretty damned amazing. And the thing is, I tell people, I always cross-correlate. So if I saw somebody that said, look, I found a certain amount of genes, I want to get a 23andMe, which I, by the way, have the link at NutriMedical.com, and I want them to pay the $5 to get a Prometheus analysis. I may recommend that we do things like Dr. William Shaw's lab or Genova Labs, organic acid analysis of their metabolites. I may tell them we need to get some immunological testing with Dr. Aristo Vajidani. I may tell them they need to get a neurosurgeon if they've got certain things going in their brain and actually do a proper MRI weighted scan and PET scan. For example, I had a gentleman that just emailed me over the weekend, Carl, and he ended up getting an x-ray that showed lytic lesions on his pelvis, and they wanted to do a full body scan. That's not the next step. If you think you've got cancer, you do a spiral thin section CT scan, vertical thin section CT, and a positron emission tomography scan within 48 hours. That's the top at the top cancer clinics in America, gold standard. And then you do the gene-based analysis, and we have labs in Cambridge, Massachusetts that can tell you exactly what the genetics of your cancer are. If you have lytic lesions due to a non-cancer disorder, you've got a metabolic bone disorder, we want to know what the metabolism basis for it is. So what's really exciting about this is we're pulling apart all disease. And probably within the matter of the next, say, 10 years, maybe 15, 20 years, there'll be no disease that we won't know the genetic basis behind it, and either they're able to do nutraceutical interventions or eventually even gene therapy to reverse the gene abnormality that's causing the illness. That's pretty exciting. It means that no one in the future will need to die prematurely of a disease, and the fact is the genes are not deterministic, they're permissive. If you have these technology, it tells you your organ function is not working, here's the nutrients you need to take to fix it. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Well, what's exciting is, you know, what you said before about lying to ourselves. I think of the old Fleetwood Mac song, "Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little Lies," and that's a lot of us, including myself, going through the metapathy. Before it was like, I'm healthy, I'm good, all is good, and then you start to look in your
own. I'll just point out one thing.
There's a little bit more below the surface, you know?
Well, give an example. The primary cause of heart disease is sulfur deficiency. Sulfur makes alpha-lipoic acid. Sulfur makes glutathione peroxidase and stops the hydroperoxy and nitroperoxy radicals. The first radical is single oxygen, which is getting rid of by superoxidismutase 1 and 2 isoenzymes. And, of course, most doctors don't know this advanced biochemistry and don't know ways of testing it. If you don't know the DNA markers like 8-hydroxy, 2-prime deoxyguanosine, and T-bars, you don't know what the heck to measure to find out why somebody's getting sicker. So, for example, a diabetic, the primary problem is not blood sugar, it's free radicals and inflammation like leukotriene B4. And that actually directly influences the levels of superoxidismutase, and it's the singlet oxygen that attaches to sugar to form hemoglobin A1c. So hemoglobin A1c is a symptom that there's free radical disease going on in the person. It's not just elevated blood sugar. And the sugar actually is the best patch to grab the singlet oxygen, but it's dangerous by itself too. It also can cause more oxidative stress, but it's safer than, let's say, singlet oxygen, but it's like a good patch. Just like cholesterol doesn't cause vascular disease, it's the best object to grab oxidized fatty acids. What's really exciting about this is we can integrate into saying here, these are the conventional tests, an advanced conventional. For example, I tell people don't just rely on NMR spectroscopy for your lipids analysis of your heart, which the doctors are using all the time. It's called the NMR spectroscopy. Use a lipid electrophoresis, which actually pick up the more dangerous fractions like small particle HDL, which a lipid electrophoresis can't directly measure. And other oxidative markers that cause heart disease. How many people know what their magnesium is, even in their serum? Nobody has an idea. It's a primary cause of not only neurological disease in your brain, but also your heart disease. How many people are aware if their tissues are alkaline or acid? If you're acid, you're going to cook illness of all kinds, including intracellular pathogens. So what's neat about the QRMA and the metapathia, they tell us where these things are, even before we get the results of conventional tests and try to integrate them all into one kind of overall picture. So what's exciting to me is that when I see somebody with, their metapathy hunter shows they got a bunch of blocked arteries, doesn't mean they're all blocked now, but they're on their way. Or they may be blocked, but they're not necessarily causing terminal illness today. But the problem is that half of women who have silent heart disease will faceplant or die without any warning symptoms beforehand, and a third of males. That's not good. And it's certainly not good enough in the Western culture where we should have advanced medicine so you don't go out with a party with your grandkids and faceplant in the middle of the party and drop dead. That's not good care. And the cost of our care now is just ridiculous. Look at Obamacare. I mean, we have this moron Obama with just works with the insurance carriers and the lawyers, and they can script this plan up, which is basically a form of postnatal abortion where 86% of people can't even afford the copays. Their doctors are strapped and seeing so many people per day. They don't have the training to do what I call living functional pathological analysis to see what disease states are already cooking in the patient, and they miss disease all the time. You know, when I do my functional medicine evaluations, just by history, even before we have the QRMA and metapathia, it's amazing the number of conditions that I pick up that their doctor right in front of them in Johannesburg, South Africa, or Beijing, China, or Tokyo can't see. That's not good. It's not good enough as far as I'm concerned. We need to train doctors so they have the tools to find things before they even decide which tests, like radiology tests, lab tests, or other things to confirm what they think the patient has so they can fix it. And that means being a better diagnostician with advanced tests that pick up changes in physiology before the person even has symptoms or overt disease. And that's not the case now, is it?
Not at all. What I do see and what I do witness myself is the iPad doctor. iPad doctor comes in, you give them a couple of symptoms, and they come up with a couple of medications, and they're out the door in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, not
that's
good.
That's not a diagnosis, you know?
That's ridiculous.
Got to know a little bit more.
I call it the magic script pad, yeah. By the medical deity, yeah. The MD, yeah. Medical deity, do you like that? Either Mordo or medical deity. You know, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to say, okay, that Dr. Deagle and the people who work around me, like Jim Garcia, who are a genius at marketing and putting this together in a diagnostic, will replicate this all over the world. Our second clinic we're launching is the Living Longer Medical Resort in Palm Desert, California, 10 minutes from the airport there, east of L.A., and they have a lot of therapy equipment, too. Extracorporeal counterpulsation, pulse magnetic field, hyperbaric oxygen, all kinds of therapies, too. And we have a program for making mothers have healthier babies by scanning them and finding out if we need to detox them from heavy metals, increase their levels of things to create, proper myelination of a baby brain, making sure the vitamin D levels, et cetera, are optimal, and iron, so that they can end up, you know, be able to create a healthy baby. We have a program for detox where someone comes in with a serious health problem. Like we had one gentleman who went to the clinic first, Ken, and he ended up, he was basically so bad he was on a pump in terminal phases of congestive heart failure. And we were able to, not only with our nutraceuticals, but with the therapies available at the clinic, completely reverse it. And he's back to full-time work without any of these pumps and other garbage that his cardiologist gave him. That's pretty significant. And he may be on a few residual drugs, but very few. I cut out 80% of them. And substitute for nutraceuticals are going to support his metabolism. And then he can use things like the Berkeley, Berkeley test strips. I know you can buy them on Amazon. I may buy a bunch so I can just have people kind of bundle it together and buy it when they get their nutraceuticals. But you put the test strip on the back of your tongue with saliva. You compress it for 45 seconds when putting two flaps together. And if it shows a certain color, it means you're making enough nitric oxide. Well, you can't have normal blood pressure or normal perfusion unless you make nitric oxide. And some of the big drug companies are trying to make genetically engineered special drugs to increase nitric oxide. Duh, we already know how to do that. We have nutraceuticals that'll do it. And I can prove it with our nutraceuticals with the test strips, with the Berkeley test strips from Switzerland. So, this is not just like, take my vitamin, it's the best in the world. It's like, take my protocol, which I can validate with independent corroborative testing, and even referring you back to specific doctors so you don't die prematurely. And if you do need surgery or nutraceuticals or even some drugs that will cut out most of them, we're going to make sure it's appropriate. And that's what's really cool. We'll collaborate and work with your doctors and your other health providers to make sure that you get what's necessary and cut out the stuff that's garbage or dangerous for you.
So I look at everybody as being their own investigators. They have to be firmly vested instead of dropping their health off at their doctor.
Exactly.
They have to have information themselves.
That's why we put out the book, Dr. You, last January, and I'll update it this January coming up. And right now, of course, we started this last week of launching where everybody has access to the wellness conditions. And I update the wellness condition panel on the front of the page of NutraMedical, but you can put any topic in a little search box, congestive heart failure, nail growth, for example. I put in a protocol for better nails. So women say, my nails are breaking. If you put in nails, it'll actually pull up the protocol, and you can look, oh my, if I take these, my nails will grow better. Yes, they will. We'll start healing your nails from the inside, not just putting harder lacquer on the outside of your nails. If your hair is breaking and you want to have a protocol, well, they have a protocol for hair breaking. If you have a protocol for, you know, acute macular degeneration, I just put up a new AMD protocol. And we have things all the way up to peptides from the European Academy of Anti-Aging, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and pulse light treatment. And we're working on what's called epigenetic scalar resonant frequency therapy, all the way from microcurrent to pulse rife to pulse standing waves, all kinds of technology that I'm developing called epigenetic therapy that doesn't exist now or exists only in a very nascent stage. And we're going to advance that considerably. So we'll be the first in the world to develop and advance many of those technologies. That means we can give people hope when things are hopeless. You know, a lot of times people are told, well, you got a diagnosis of cancer, you're done. And that's not the truth at all, is it, Jim?
No, not at all, because if you know the genesis of where everything is, then you're able to do something about it.
Right.
But
so,
if you don't have that information, you're really at the mercy of whoever's talking.
Right. And, of course, it's like a lot of people are given, for example, they'll say, well, you know, statin drugs will lower inflammation in your blood vessel walls. Yeah, that may be true, but it's so toxic it destroyed CoQ10. It can actually cause your mitochondria to start dying. Just like a lot of the chemo agents or agents to modify disease, they'll say, well, if you take this drug, it might cause congestive heart failure. It may be cause of death. I'm thinking, how crazy is that to take a drug that might modify some symptom you have now that will cause toxic side effects that could cause premature death due to heart failure? And by the way, most women that survive cancer chemotherapy, they survive the first 5 years post-radiation chemo, they usually die of heart failure caused by the drugs they took because they didn't take CoQ10, which, by the way, just taking a proper form of CoQ10 would have prevented the congestive heart failure. Isn't that interesting? So while taking chemo, if they're taking CoQ10 and CoQ10 ubiquinol, probably 90% of the affected damage to their mitochondria permanently would not occur. And that's published in the medical journals. Isn't that obscene that that doesn't happen? How many oncologists do you think are telling their patients to take coenzyme Q10? And by the way, we have the only non-crystallizing form. So the regular forms are inactive by a month after you buy them. And the CoQ10 ubiquinol, which has to be high bioavailability, so it crosses the blood-brain barrier and deep in your bone marrow. And if you take these, most of the effects of the chemo are obviated that would destroy it, like daunorubicin and other chemo agents. Do you think the average doctor knows this when it's published in their medical journals? And it's been there for 20, 25 years. It's not something new. It's something that's been there since the early 90s.
Yeah, and I could speak from firsthand. With both my parents dying of cancer, there was no mention about nutrition. There was no mention about homeopath. Nothing to support somebody's health as they're going through chemo or radiation. And that spurred my own interest to know it myself.
Exactly. Now, by the way, if people have a scan with their metapathia, and then we actually just, and they're stubborn or they just can't afford it to go an alternative cancer treatment, if they just take the nutraceuticals they have for cancer, their chances of survival and thriving through it are dramatically increased. In other words, they don't even if they're not following the alternative cancer route and they just take the nutraceuticals, are more likely to survive the treatment. Because half of the patients that go through regular conventional paint-by-numbers chemo, the chemo kills them, half of them, in the first 6 months. Jim, if you were to kind of lay it out for, say, a new client coming in, or let's say they have an office of, say, a couple hundred employees, or a fitness center, or lead athletes that are in New York City, or people flying in, what's the interaction steps? How do they contact you? They can go directly to the website link at NutriMedical.com, or they can go to PPRDI.com. What's the process?
Right. Well, you know, the process will be more refined as, you know, the days and weeks ahead. But it would be, the first step is to fill out the 11-page intake form and have that scanned and emailed that to me. Because what I'm going to do is take that all the information and create a file with their name, the date of the scan, and that's the file that I'll send over to you, Dr.
Yeah, by the way, at the same time they do that, they need to purchase the consults, because they have to understand this is a functional medicine consultation. Although the testing site is remote and it may be anywhere in America or the world, they need to understand at this point in time it's only me that's analyzing them. eventually there'll be other doctors I'll train in other countries, in Germany or France or elsewhere, where these doctors approach me and say, look, I've heard your program for years. I want to learn how to do this analysis. We'll start off with the basic thing where I'll hold their hand on cases. And as I train them further with videos I'm going to embed on the site, they'll eventually start to get it. It's like, oh, yeah, I can do this. Maybe their background is orthopedic surgery or internal medicine or family medicine. And then we'll train them up to the point where they'll say, ah, this makes intuitive sense. And these are the kinds of conventional tests, imaging studies, lab work, et cetera, to cross-corroborate what you found on the metapathy and the Hunter function, the QRMA, so we can actually optimize the person's health and get them on the right track to healing. Conventional tests aren't even properly mined. For example, the amount of data in a SMAC-20 panel isn't being properly mined by doctors who don't know how to understand the physiology of these abnormal tests. And a lot of the tests are basically pretty stupid. Like, if you're going on a SED rate alone or anti-nuclear antibody, if you don't measure specific stippling patterns or other anti-tissue antibodies or other markers, you're going to miss a diagnosis that you need to know so you can help the patient. So the doctors are inadequately trained. I'll get them up to speed. I'll make them know how to use these tests properly. And then we'll have a whole army of healthcare providers that can look at your metapathy and QRMA. Pretty cool.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
So we have The PPRDI in New York City, if you want to know how to do the test and how to get it done, Jim does everything excellent. That's why we launched not only our site four and a half months ago to have, basically podcasting and every RSS feed on the planet. We also have videocast. I had, for years, had a live stream premium channel, but I upgraded it just before I transferred here to Republic Broadcasting back for after 9 years. And Jim is the author and technical expertise that allow us to also do the same thing for all of the Republic Broadcasting shows. So they have their No Host Monster account, which I purchased, by the way. And with our help, we were able to get this very great network on a footing that's going to allow it to get its RSS and video feeds over an entire planetary exposure, because it's not how many radio stations get on, it's how many iPads and iPhones you can get on. That's what's important. It has to have a searchable database. So I spend considerable time every show to make sure it cross-indexed. So if you want to know the latest on bipolar disease, you just put bipolar on our deagle-network.com, and it'll tell you all the shows where the bipolarity has been discussed. It's really cool. And our video is the same way. We have a live stream premium channel and so on. Now, with PPRDI, if you contact Jim, he's going to send you the information on the form. You're going to have to purchase a consultation, one unit, which is 1 hour, for a QRMA, and 2 units for a metapathy hunter function. I'll need those scanned records if there's medical records or other things. Do not send physical records or paper. Don't try to fax them. Scan them, send them as an attachment. You can get a thumb drive at Staples or some other video place. And scan the records in. And then when I look at them, you're getting a proper medical, legal, functional medical consultation to actually analyze exactly what the heck's going wrong with you or right with you and what we need to do to maintain your health and prevent serious illness. So, Jim, tell us how they can get in touch with you.
The way anybody can get in touch with me is simply just go to the site, pprdi.com. There is a phone number there. That'll just go right to voicemail because we do get a lot of phone calls. But we could actually coordinate if it's an office, if it's a healthcare facility, clinic, even a corporate office. We could coordinate both, my team and and all the different things to put in place, all the logistics. Yeah. I could take care of that right away.
Yeah.
And we'll be good to go. It's exciting to know what you know before it really hurts you. So that's really where I come from. That's my genesis of doing this. I've envisioned for a long time that there are technologies out there that can do something much better than we've ever done before. And QMRA, bioplasm, and metapathy function are actually fitting that bill supremely, the way I see things and the way things I'd like to see things happen more in the future.
And I tell people, keep your skepticals on. If you see a horrific test result on something, let us cross-corroborate to see if that database and that frequency analysis, it's fit to be counteracted by functional medical testing. So if I see somebody that shows a significant lesion that shows repeatedly on a metapathy hunter function, I want to see an MRI scan with contrast. This allows us to catch things early, intervene, and to make a difference in your life and your health. And if you're an optimized athlete, you're going to perform better and not tear through your shoulder or some ligament, because we can see it on the scan long before it ruptures. Thank you, Jim. Again, pprdi.com, pprdi.com. You'll see the link on the front of NutriMedical. We also have our Living Longer Resort in Palm Desert, California. They have the QRMA now. They'll soon have a metapathy hunter. I do all the analysis, and we will train health providers, doctors, and later phase to be able to do the analysis once we get too busy. Thank you out there for allowing us to do this, and pray for NutriMedical that our services we offer, most of them free, will continue to bless you and many others to change our healthcare system in America and around the world. That was a great show.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.